Hello.
And thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would do another bonus check-in episode. We took a few days off, and we know that we made a commitment to providing more frequent thoughts of inspiration. So in that vein, we're going to get started with this episode just for you, our loyal, consistent listeners. Thank you for being here. I was feeling a little tired today after completing the last episode, and it made me stop and take an assessment of myself to see what I truly was feeling. Why was it tiredness? Was it from stress? Was it from anxiety? Was I starting to get situational depression? And I realized that I don't think it's any one of those, but it may be a combination of those because there's so much going on in society around us. And so I sat with myself and I asked myself a few questions. And so I'm going to talk to you like I normally talk to myself. Are you getting the support that you need? That's the first question I have for you. Are you able to tell the people around you that you need assistance? And are you assisting others as you're able to? Now, I don't necessarily mean that you need to give people money, because that, I don't believe, is the end-all be-all to reducing or eliminating people's problems. What I mean is, are you looking at ways that you can help the people you love? Recently, I had a friend approach me and tell me that her loved one had died. And our normal response is, you have my deepest condolences. I'm sorry for your loss. But actually, I had this happen twice this week. In these two cases, the people had suffered tremendously. And I don't think that they were asking me to say, you have my deepest condolences, or I'm sorry for your loss. Now, in one of the cases, I understood how long this particular person had been fighting, and it had been over 30 years. And I don't think he was necessarily happy in his situation, nor should he have been happy in his situation. Not everyone is able to find balance and acceptance when they have a trial or a personal problem that they cannot get past, such as pain, a vision loss, or some other form of disability or impairment. And so, knowing this person as I do, and thinking of him as he was, the best thing I could do for him was keep him in my heart and lift a prayer up to God on his behalf. And what I find interesting was, he had been on my mind since last week. I think it was about last week. And I started to reach out, but I realized that I didn't know how to be helpful. And sometimes when we make those calls and we reach out to people without a thought in mind of how we're going to be helpful, we can actually not be helpful and actually do just the opposite. And so I just sat with that thought, said a silent prayer for him, and let it go. Now, the other person was someone who was a beautiful, sweet, loving person, just as the first. But she had a different type of misery and pain. She had lost her loved one a few years back, and she had almost kind of given up in my mind. That's what I was thinking. You know, she still had a lot of people around her who just loved her, and people like me who admired her from afar. And, you know, I remember always seeing her beautiful face. And that's what I'm going to remember about her. I'm also going to remember that she struggled a lot and that she was in a lot of pain. And that I think she was ready to not be in pain anymore. And so, while, you know, this has become kind of a pattern lately, I want to say this is the fourth person in the last couple of years that I've seen that's just been ready not to continually be in pain. And, you know, it worries me, because of the fact that we do see a lot of people giving up. But it also alerts me that we need to have these conversations. You know, we're living in a state of constant change, stress, frustration, fear, and anxiety. And we may not be feeling all of those feelings at the same time, but we are definitely moving through stages and phases of life at this moment. And, you know, in the blink of the eye, you can go from being happy and, you know, thankful to really being affected by something you hear, see, or experience. And so not everyone is going to recognize themselves in those words. No one wants to think about the label of being stressed or frustrated or fearful or full of anxiety. But that really is much of our daily realities, as we are living in today's society fighting this virus. Now, as Christ followers, you know, the Bible speaks of us as not being of the world, although we live in the world. And so we are often, you know, on the fringe, the outside, looking in and trying to be helpful and give people assistance. And so though we are not in the world, we are still deeply affected by the state of the world around us. And like I said, I just felt exhausted, tired, and in some ways, I feel helpless to make a difference to the people who are fighting in ways that I am not fighting. And so I'm not trying to be a martyr, and I'm not trying to be insincere. I am trying to really just be actually truthful and tell you that sometimes I find it hard to find ways to make a difference for others. But you know, last year I was going through this, and I remember talking to God in my heart, and it came to me that He helps those that I cannot. And so I know that God always makes a difference, and through His power and His Holy Spirit, He often uses us for His divine purposes. And so while I may be tired and feeling like I'm not making a difference, I think that sometimes people are finding my little voice out there in the universe, and it's making them feel a little bit more comfort. And maybe that's the way that God is using me for His purpose. And so I want to remind you that even if you feel, as I do, that, you know, what can I do to make a difference? How can I help those who are struggling like myself and even struggling more? You know, just be open. Stay open and look for ways that God may be able to help you. But just do everything you can not to shut down. Do not give in to the exhaustion. Do not stop getting up, getting dressed, and going on with your life. I just want to encourage you to pray often, and stay open so that you can recognize the opportunities that you were given to be a blessing and help others. If you don't think you have anything left to give, you're wrong. You know, some of the best things that you could ever give someone is just prayer, love, smiles, and kind words. And those things don't cost anything. You can, you know, call them and ask them if they want you to pray for them, or you may pray with them. You can send them a picture of your smiling face this might be the best time to send a selfie. Or you can just send them a text with kind words. You know, I think those are the best ways we can help each other get through the day. And giving to others often helps me push past my limitations and my weaknesses. I don't always have to be able to see to talk to someone. I don't have to be able to see to record a message and tell them that I'm thinking of them. Do you get what I'm saying? So even in my impaired state and with my limitations, I can help others. And that thought makes me happy, and it helps infuse me to keep going. And so it brings hope to me to know that my words can help you. And maybe not each one of my episodes pertains to you, but I hope that you get something out of each one of them. So please do take special care of yourselves, your loved ones, and realize that often the people who need the most help are those who often give the most and never ask for anything in return. I have several people like that in my family who just give and give and give. And I try to make sure that I send flowers or some small token of love. And often it's just my thoughts in either a letter, a note, a prayer, or in a tape format. And you know what? They're usually pretty happy, and they let me know that they appreciate my words. And I don't have a fancy MFA or a doctrine in theology or anything else like that. I just have a connection to my heart, and I believe the love of God. And so, you know, do what you can so that you find peace, foster peace, cultivate it in every waking moment, and remember to give a smile to those that you meet and cross paths with. I and my family are sending you our love and our prayers for peace, for your safety, and for your comfort. And if you've lost someone recently, I believe that their spirit is with God. They are no longer fighting a battle, and that they are at peace. You have our deepest and truly heartfelt sympathies for you and your loved ones. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, be well and take care. Goodbye.